Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
How does this all feel to hear your name finally, to have Justin Bieber there? All of this, what you're taking in?
Special moment for sure. This is my dream come true to hug my family and walk up on the stage, see Justin Bieber. This isn't what I imagined when I was a young kid, so it's so much better, and the fact that it's here, it's been special. So,
Gavin, what's it like feeling the love from Leafs Nation very early in his career?
Yeah, it feels good. I love those fans already, and it's one of the most passionate fan bases out there, so I'm looking forward to getting started, and I can't wait to see what the future holds.
Right side, front row, Mike.
Yeah, Gavin, talk a little bit about, you mentioned it a little bit, but your journey from the kid to from White Horse to be up on the stage here with Justin Bieber, with Austin Matthews, and what did you say on the top of that mountain to Chyka that made him, convince him?
I don't know if it was anything at the top of that mountain, but special moment. Like I said, getting to hug my family, they've done everything for me to get to this point. So, in fact, I got to experience this with them, and to all the other family members I have, they're all in my suit, and I'm thinking of all of them. So, yeah, it was a special moment. It's one I'll remember forever. And yeah, if I was a young kid telling myself this is where I'd be, he'd be in shock. So,
left side, front row, Josh.
Gavin, just what when you go through this process, what are you most proud of for yourself? And also, what is it going to be like to step on the ice at Scotiabank Arena in that jersey?
Yeah, I think what I'm most proud of is just this year. I think there was a lot of ups and downs this year, and on the ice, off the ice. And honestly, to get through that, I think, I was by myself at a young age in a new city, in college. So to get through all that stuff, I think pretty proud of myself for that. And yeah, to step on that ice, to be in one of the coolest rinks out there, it's going to be exciting, and cannot wait for that day to come.
In that same row, John.
Gavin, when did you realize, with all the spectacle of Justin doing what Justin did, and that it was you being selected? And how big of a fan, Justin fan, are you? And when did you come to realize that it was you when he called your name?
Yeah, he was looking at me, so I kind of was thinking maybe, and I'm a huge Justin Bieber fan. Playing his song for my walk-up was a pretty cool moment, so crazy what's going on right now. So,
right side, third row.
Gavin, Troy from Dave and Adams. Your Upper Deck rookie card is going to be highly sought after, but my question to you is, if you could choose a current or former Leaf to share a card with, who would it be and why?
Austin Matthews, my captain. I think he's a guy I'm looking forward to get to meet and potentially play with. I've watched him these last few years, and special player. So,
left side, front row.
Hey, Gavin, my question was going to be about the possibility of playing with Austin. It's been hypothetical until about a half an hour ago, but what do you think of that opportunity possibly as early as camp in September?
Yeah, I think obviously he's on the first line. I'm going to have to prove myself to be able to play with a player like that, but that's my goal. I think he's a special player if I got the opportunity to play with him. And, I think my game's obviously a playmaker. He's a shooter, so I think we could complement each other pretty well. And but like I said, I got to work towards that, and that's my goal. So,
right side, front row, Luke.
Gavin, first overall, what's your sense of what this means to White Horse and the Yukon?
Yeah, I think they're all pretty excited. That place has meant the world to me, and there's a big draft watch party in the Yukon right now. So I know a lot of people at home are watching me, and the support they've given me throughout the years has been second to none. And without those, communities that in the UConn that were supporting me, helping me fund to go down south, I wouldn't be here. So that the UConn is a place I'll always call home, and I'll always carry that pride with me.
Right side, front row.
Gavin, Sam Olscaris with Wind Speaker, Canada's Indigenous publication. Can you tell me what it means as a First Nation kid to go first overall, and what's this going to mean for the 10-year-old, the 12-year-old Indigenous kid who wants to play pro?
Yeah, I think it'll show them that anything's possible. You know, I want to make those young kids believe in themselves and want to be a good role model for all of them. And, yeah, it's a dream come true. You know, I think all those young kids, when I go home and see them and see the smiles on their faces, means the world to me. And, you know, I think if I can be a good role model for them, that's all I ask for.
Left side, third row.
Gavin, what do you plan to do with this platform that you have, the biggest platform yet for you, for your career?
I just want to leave a good example. Like I said, kind of talking about the young kids, I want to be a good role model for all of them. And, you know, obviously I want to be known as a good hockey player, but I want to be known as a better person. So making sure I'm doing everything I can to be a good role model and just treat everyone with respect.
On the far right, standing.
Hey, Gavin, Nick Dixon, CP24 CTV. I'm just curious, what do you say to Toronto? What do you say to the fans there now that you're officially a member of the Leafs?
Yeah, I can't wait to get going. I've been seeing posts for the last month or so here, and I love it. I can't wait to get going. One of the most passionate fan bases out there, and I can't wait. So,
left side, third row.
Well, Gavin, you're the first player who's come up through the WHL to go first overall since your distant cousin, Connor Bedard. What's it like to share that connection?
Pretty cool. Obviously, he's an unbelievable player and great person. So, yeah, to share that, he's helped me throughout the years when I needed advice, and been big motivation just watching him and seeing what he's doing. Makes me believe in myself. So it's a pretty cool moment.
Stay in that same row.
Dominic, Sportsnet 650 Vancouver. You're going into a pressure cooker that is Toronto. It's the biggest market in the NHL. How do you feel about getting under that pressure?
Yeah, I've said it before. I think pressure is a privilege. So when you go to a fan base like that and you do well, it's the best spot to be. I mean, you said it's the biggest market out there. So I'm confident in myself and I want to do good. So hopefully the fan base falls in love with me, and it's a good time.
Left side, back row.
Gavin, you played over 150 games in Medicine Hat. You look back on your time with the Tigers. How did it help you get to this moment?
Yeah, I think it taught me a lot. It just taught me how close you got to be with your teammates to win. And with my coach, Willie, he taught me so much. He's been through it all, so he always held me accountable. And, you know, no matter how good I was playing, he always wanted what's best for me. And it was a special place. I love that place, and it taught me a lot, just how to be a good person, be good in the community, and just have fun with it. Those were some of the best years of my life, like I said, so forever grateful for that place.
Anything else? We'll take one more. Right side, second row.
Hey, Gavin. Angelo Restivo, WSP of The Buzz. You're standing up here now in one of the best moments of your life, I assume. What would you tell a younger you about any advice?
I don't know. I'd tell him we got it done. So he'd be pretty happy. Obviously, this is the first step in a new chapter of my life. So, I wouldn't give him any advice, honestly.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.